500,000 people with Indian background live in London. It is 6.6% of the population of the city. 39% of the Indian community live in Southall. It is in the west of London, near Heathrow Airport. Here you don't only find Indian shops or restaurants, you also get to Desi Radio, which is the oldest community radio station in London. I have talked to one of the founding members, Ajit Singh, about the history of the station and why it is important for the Indian community to have a radio station.
So this is not just a radio, I call it a healing center as well. You know? People heal. Yeah. When they feel a worth, they feel useful, they feel they have a purpose. You know, and it's make a lot of change. Because our homeland, Punjab, was divided. And part of it is in, it's a little bit like East and West. Germany was. And we too got the big wall, you know. So one of the aims of the radio is to communicate.
15 years ago, in 1997, Desi Radio was founded. It was one of 12 pilot projects in England. And because they did their work so well, they got the license to air. But for whom is the radio?
It's for our community, for our people. We never had a voice. There was no voice for our community. We didn't even exist as a Punjabi-speaking people. We've never had a voice. We never had a platform. We had a religious platform. There were a lot of temples and gurdwaras, you know. But as a language center, people speaking the same, there was no platform at all. So we had all sorts of people here, you know, with all religions and Christian Punjabis and Hindu Punjabis and Muslim Punjabis and so on. This was something a little unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody, when we did a little bit of a survey to start Desi Radio, we said this is what we want to do, and everybody was quiet. They look at us and they say, oh, it's a good idea, but it's not going to work. It'll never work, they said. So, you know, we were thinking that if it's a good idea, we're going to try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll go home, you know, and do something else, yeah. And 15 years later, we're still here, you know, so that's a sign.
What are the aims of the radio?
Yeah, we had four aims. One was to, you know, because Punjab, our homeland, where we all originated from, was divided politically. And there was a lot of wars and antagonism and hatred. On one side, we had the Muslims. On the other side, we had the Sikhs and Hindus, and a very religious divide. So we wanted to, our language was the same, culture was the same, our history was from a similar background. So one of the aims was to cross-border communication. And it's a good thing in Southall, we got Punjabis from both sides living in Southall. We could not do that in our own Punjab, but we could do it in Southall in London. So that was one advantage we saw. So that was one aim. The second aim was gender. You know, women and men were treated like we were two different species, came from different planets, you know. So that was another idea, that how to create gender equality and, you know, communication. The third was the caste. Caste is the jobs or the professions our ancestors did. You couldn't change it. If you're born into a carpenter caste, you remain there. And if you're a, you know, goldsmith, you remain a goldsmith. Or you're a farmer, you remain a farmer. So coming here, that was another big barrier we had to overcome. And the last one was religious divides. We had terribly big conflicts over religion. So we thought how to overcome. So, you know, four big hurdles, you know, to climb. And surprisingly, the most difficult one, which I never could have imagined to cross over, was gender. I never would have guessed that would be such a difficult barrier to overcome.
Desi Radio is organized by migrants. How important is that?
This is very important. Yeah, you just need a space where you can question all these issues, you know. We do a lot on the radio. We advertise jobs on the radio. We give a lot of information about the councils, about the hospitals, about all the institutions around you, how to access them, how to complain, how to fight for your rights. We do a lot of work on the radio to take part in politics. People don't want to join local groups or politics, and we said it's very important. We discuss lots of politics here, join political parties, go out and vote. Voting is very important. Migrants normally tend to be very close. So here we're trying to, you know, give them a lot of information. We bring in doctors here, lawyers, talk a lot about the law. We tell people about the police, because in the Punjab, the police got big sticks and guns. They just shoot you and they hit you. And we said, don't be frightened of the police here. They are your friends. They'll help you, you know. So a lot of these things can be, you know, with this radio, with this platform, it's a voice. We can talk about a lot of issues. We bring the police here. We bring the council officials here. So it's a very empowering project. It gives you information for the migrants, you know, and in their own language. This is the beauty of it. In an atmosphere where they feel comfortable, you know. And if they can feel comfortable and grow and develop in their own language, I think they can integrate much better in the English world as well.
Desi Radio is a radio from the community for the community. The moderators have to learn to speak without excluding someone. What helped learning that?
And don't forget this opportunity of the new media. It's incredible for communities like the Punjabis, where we never had a voice. If you look at in England, in English here, we had all the radios, the televisions, the institutions here. The Punjabi people had nothing here, you know. So this new world has helped us a lot. New technology. For the first time, we are able to debate our questions, analyze our culture, look into ourselves, look into our beliefs, question God, you know, what is God, who is God, have we seen God, have we experienced God? All these kind of questions we could raise and talk. So this is just not a radio for us. You know, it's a bit more than that, really.
How long will the radio exist?
I think every place, ideas got a limit. You know, it reaches there and then it needs to take new direction. And I think certainly at some point I'll be happy now if they have a new programmer, a new producer. I've been here for too long, I think. You need people with different, you know, perspective, understanding. We need some younger producers, but we don't get them here because this is a voluntary sector. People are busy, young people are just too busy with their work. Yeah, even to get them, you can see our ladies here, you know, in age, they're quite in their 50s, 60s. We want to get young people, it's always been very difficult. They're all busy with their, and if it's Saturday and Sunday when they're free, they're working here. So that's been, we try all the time, but that's been one of the difficulties. We also try and give people a sense of confidence with their language. People are very embarrassed to speak Punjabi, because it never had a voice. There was no media, there was no public acceptance of it. So here we try and build people's experience that every language is important and respectful, you know. And so is yours. I mean, if you respect your language and yourself, I think you gain more confidence. It's what we call in English inferiority complex. We have this complex that I'm no good. And that's why we had to overcome that with a lot of difficulty.
What are the wishes for the future?
We're still continuing with our journey. And I think the whole idea would be that, you know, we human beings, because we are Punjabis, but we're also British, English. Not long ago we were Europeans, but now it's Brexit. So it's also, so it's changing all the time. We live in a very small world now because of the communication. You know, the world, like we always say, has become a village. How to be different and yet similar. That's what our future is. That we are all different as well, but we have things in common as well. And the difference should be celebrated.
In its 15 years existence, Desi Radio worked in integrating the Punjabi community into the life in London. They learned to speak up for themselves.
This broadcast has been produced with the financial assistance of the European Union. The contents of this broadcast are the sole responsibility of Front Solidaritet, the Cyprus Community Media Center, and the Punjabi Center Desi Radio, and can under no circumstances be regarded as reflecting the position of the European Union.